Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time to talk some rugby, local rugby in particular, with our Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 981, 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mates, let's talk some beach rugby.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, beachrugbyaustralia.com.au was part of the experience earlier this year over the Australia Day long weekend. And Lottie Dekeery and Willie Mason were playing that on the beach there at Nobby's, and they're getting back into it for 2023. So you can get your team nominated, your juniors, your ladies and all that sort of thing and be part of that. Also, of course, there's another experience down there at the end of November known as Beach Fives. That's run by Wahoo and all the crew there. It's Cameron Shepherd and also Andrew Hill, who's part of New South Wales Rugby in the development space. And that's going to be at Palm Beach, so it'll be just across the road from one of your properties. But, yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic to see that this version of the game is quite a lot of fun. And, yeah, the great thing about the Beach Fives at Palm Beach is there's, if you go to the website, you know, us at rugbyfives.com.au, you can have your under-12s team nominated, get the opportunity to get a coaching course with Cameron Shepherd and all the Classic Wallaby fellas, and they're going to be a big part of that as well. You know, the Classic Wallabies are now looking to rampage around the place during the test matches. You can find out more about them at classicwallabies.com.au. But we've got a bigger story for you on Tuesday when you tune in at 7.50 on 91 2NM and 2NM.com.au. There's a big, big signing for the Newcastle Hunter Wildfires in next year's Charterton Hall. Shoot you.
Looking forward to that. That beach rugby sounds like a young man's game. I'm just tired thinking about the possibility of running in the sand. What about you, Weeksy?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of actually the sand. But then, you know, many years ago, the rookie era was to get into the water now. And you're going to cramp up like you wouldn't believe. So give it another month and you head down to the beach. It's a fantastic experience.
All right. Now, in your notes here, you've written SBW. Is that Southern Beaches Wanderers?
No, it's Sonny Bill Williams. It's interesting. He's come out with an interesting quote about the game of rugby being a private school game. Obviously, he hasn't been between Maitland and Moree in the last couple of years, but Sonny Bill Williams is entitled to his opinion. The exciting thing for Sonny is now that he's made that comment, he can come up to this part of the world and be part of the experience of doing some coaching clinics. Of course, his manager, Kota Nasser, has come out and said a few things in the past, and he's entitled, both those guys are entitled to their opinion, and there's a truth in that. But if you're going to say it, you've got to be part of the reform as well. So we look forward to Kota Nasser and Sonny Bill Williams coming up here and doing some coaching clinics with the kids because, again, that's the only way you're going to stop it being a perceived game to be of no grassroots, even though that's not true. But it's just interesting to see. But he's got a book to flog as well, which is really important. But it's an interesting story from the point of view that he never played any rugby before he turned up to play when he went to Toulon. And, yeah, it's just an interesting story. Dual international, multiple World Cup winner, won NPCs and also, of course, won Super Rugby titles with the Waikato Chiefs and also was a great NRL player as well. So, very interesting story about him. But, yeah, if you're going to come out and say stuff like that, hopefully you can be part of the reform. And that's the important thing to say is it's easy to sit there and bag sport, but you've got to be part of the change as well.
It's an interesting whip that some people try to apply to the sport of rugby in Australia, especially when you consider the vast majority of top-level rugby league players that came from St Gregory's, Patrician Brothers, Maris Brothers, all private schools.
I don't even have to say anything, and that's the challenge, isn't it, is that a lot of schools charge $30,000 a term, and they're happy to, you've just said it beautifully, you don't have to say anything else.
Mate, let's move on to the test. The Wallabies taking on the might of Japan this evening, the Brave Blossoms.
Yeah, all these games are sadly only on Stan, which is a bit disappointing, but then again, you know, but Channel 9 will most probably put a tweet out this afternoon saying, nah, it's going to be on 9GM, but have a look at the highlights tonight, most probably on telly. It could be on YouTube tonight sometime. But great news is one of our locals, Ben Gunther, has been picked for the Japanese side after a lot of slog. He came through the Central North Junior stuff about 6 or 7 years ago. He's been playing with the Panasonic World Knights, and he will now be capped as a Japanese player in blindside. Going to be a very, very quick game. Your old mate, of course, Connor McInerney, is going to come off the bench. So after a couple of tough years of injuries, but it shows that you know, they're not quite happy with the way the hookers are there at the moment. So
neither am I.
Going to be some great challenges.
They rarely throw straight. That's all I want them to do, throw straight.
Well, it's interesting to see that Brenda Pangaramosa, who's off to Montpellier in the top 14, he's still training with the Queensland Reds. So it's interesting to see how that goes. But that'll be on at 3.30 on Stan tomorrow morning. Of course, we've got the All Blacks taking on the crew there from the Americans. So they've got their first test at Washington. That game we talked about a couple of weeks ago there against Ireland has actually been canned because of COVID. But we come into a really sweet spot of some fantastic international opportunities moving forward. We're going to talk a little bit about the Pacific Islands issue on Tuesday, as well as a little bit of fun when it comes to tests. And if that isn't enough, a little bit more, as we said, a big signing there for the Wildfires. But one final thing, if you go to the Central North Junior Facebook page, you can still get yourself signed up to be part of the 15s and 17s seven-a-side tournament for the state champs in Tuncurry next month on the 20th and 21st. So while they closed last night, there's still opportunities there if you go to the Facebook page. So if you're a boy and girl, 14, 15, or 16 and 17, get yourself signed up and be part of that experience.
Thank you, Wixie. Mate, I'm going to ask you to come back just in a few minutes and we'll talk a little local cricket. Is that cool?
That's cool.